episode 701, It's Never Too Late.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy day, ladies. I pray you are having a glorious weekend, enjoying time with friends and family, and maybe a little bit of the hustle and bustle. Maybe you've been spending time at the mall or online ordering things, you know, viciously trying to get it all done, jam-packed, right? That's what we're trying to do. Well, for us, the Christmas season is an absolutely beautiful season. And I do find that we try to jam our things with stuff. But as I'm recording to you now, it's awesome because I'm able to look out the window and see the beautiful fresh falling snow. And on a fresh fallen snowfall, it just reminds me how beautiful and unique each of us are. You see, with every snowflake that hits the ground, there's never been another one like it and never will be. That just kind of blows my mind when I begin to think about it. But you know what? It's never too late to continue to believe. To continue to believe and to put forth what you know is real and to be true. 'Tis a season for long lines, sweet treats, and crazy traffic. Patience is running thin, but it's never too late. The chatter in the world distracts us from what really matters. We can't separate the noise from the essential or even the eternal. Our thoughts are scrambled. The holiday fights begin to dominate. Have you been there? Have you seen those arguments in the store? Or maybe you've even seen, unfortunately, media showing them. You know, we've got YouTube things that pop up all over. And we find ourselves that maybe we are the focus of something. Maybe we are the ones who had a fight and it became more public than what we really wanted. It's never too late, though, to rest and to let your sweet spirit be filled with God's love and his heavenly gifts. If we're not careful and mindful, life becomes crowded with our temporary home of to-dos. The list is cumbersome and drags us down with each item added. Allowing God to come in and share a moment with us provides peace, joy, love, and comfort. Isn't that what we really want? We want our scars to become less tender and our hearts softened with his grace. But sometimes we just don't know how we can make that happen. Or maybe our logical self tries to take over. You know, I can remember becoming a Christian at a very young age, and I was born into the ministry. I truly was. My father was Navy at the time when my mom, you know, was pregnant with me. And then he went off, he got out of the Navy and went back to school, finished college and went into seminary. And so I was born into the ministry. And oddly enough, I became a Christian at a very young age. I was 5 years old and I can remember the whole thing. I can remember sitting in our kitchen and my mom and dad were there and I had a very serious conversation about what it means to accept Jesus into my heart. And you know, as we're young, it's easy for us to believe and take things by faith. It's easy for us as a child to believe that Santa Claus is real, even though we know in history there was truly a Kris Kringle. But nowadays, I don't know. Kids grow up and it's like their imaginations drop. And if they can't see it, if they can't touch it, if they can't taste it, if they can't hear it, they begin to question and sometimes over-question. What happened to our spirit? You know, with this being Sweet Spirit Sunday, I wonder how tired our spirits become. How they even become distracted by what's out there, what we see, what comes into our own feed. What we allow our eyes to see, what we allow our ears to hear, our hands to touch, our mouths to taste. Where is your spirit today? What if you could share a moment with Christ right now? What would that do for you? As much as life can bully you, God takes his time and stands at your door. He doesn't barge it down and wreck your world. Instead, he says, here I am. I stand at the door and knock. If you hear my voice and open the door, I will come in and eat with you, and you will eat with me. Maybe you are doing too much in your own strength. What would happen if you would knock down that wall and let God lead you? What would happen if you actually answered the door? Where might he take you? An adventure, I'm sure, a fear worth to endure. You know, I did try to do it on my own. And when I did, it really never worked out too well. And I got to tell you, I did accomplish a lot. And what I did accomplish, I know Christ stood right there beside me in those accomplishments. But I can't imagine what might have exploded with my complete surrender, the heavenly surrender he desires of us. I think back to when Mary was visited by the angel and the knock came to her. I wonder how she felt. You see, this was a woman that was there. And her life became shattered, so to speak. Her world was rocked. And you're thinking, I would have given anything to be Mary, would you? She was given the gift of the Messiah. She had to raise him up. Think about today. What if Christ was born today? What would that look like? The struggles that we moms go through, the heartaches, the temptations. You see, Mary went through that. And she was just a young thing. And she wasn't even married. She was engaged to Joseph. And now to be pregnant on top of that with the Messiah? I'm sure she felt a little intimidated. Fear probably doesn't even describe. She probably was shaking on the inside. But you see, she answered the knock at the door. And she said, please come in. It's never too late to take a step back and listen for his knock. Hear his cry out to you. Sometimes, you know, we make up excuses, right? Well, you're never too old. You're never too messed up. You've never made too many mistakes for God to impact you today. Here I am. I stand at your door and knock. If you hear my voice and open the door, I will come in and eat with you, and you will eat with me. Does that just kind of give you chills thinking that Christ could actually be speaking to you? You've probably had those awkward times, maybe in a church service, maybe sitting at a stoplight waiting for it to turn green. Maybe there's been some music playing and all of a sudden you get, you know, you feel unsettled in your spirit. Maybe there's an emptiness you've been trying to fill. You feel lost. Still, something's not right. We like to fill our schedules with activities. We fill our time with self-interest. However, what's empty is our spirit. And your spirit can only be made whole with God. It's never too late. He stands at the door knocking for you. Are you going to allow your to-do list to overcome what Christ wants to do in your life? Have you put him on your to-do list? I know it may seem strange, but for me in my calendar, I actually mark when I'm going to church. I write in there what I'm reading. I have in there specific people that I'm praying for at certain times. And if you look to my calendar, you may roll your eyes and say, oh man, she's like the spiritual geeky person. And I'm like, no, I'm not. What I'm doing is I'm putting what's important in front of me. I'm not saying I'm perfect. I fall short every single day and probably really every single hour. I don't do something right. I can always be better. But one thing I do try very hard at is making sure that I'm listening, that I'm hearing that knock, because that's the door that I definitely want to open. It's never too late. So if you've had a distracted season, never fear, Christ is here. He's so near. Listen, he might be knocking on your door, your heart. Merry Christmas. I pray that you have an absolutely splendid week. Go out and see the miracles that God has presented before you. There are opportunities and blessings waiting. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.